Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Hello, Battle Buddies Bible Study. Hello, Point Furman. Hello, San Pedro. This is our, ad hoc message in the park, gospel in the grass, right here in a beautiful Point Furman. Right behind me, my left shoulder, should be your right, is our beautiful lighthouse. Wish I knew some history. I would love to tell you guys something about it, but it's beautiful. It's old, been here for a long, long time. Definitely a place where all of us in this area gather as a community to just enjoy the outdoors. So God has definitely blessed the residents of this town with some awesome real estate. And I always say that San Pedro is probably like the best place I've ever lived ever, and I've been all over the world. And, you know, even after living out in Hawaii for 3 years, this place called me back home. That's how awesome and beautiful San Pedro is. So if you could hear me, if you could hear me on Facebook, great. If you could hear me out there, you guys can hear just fine, right? Okay, so this is totally like unrehearsed what we're doing out here. But just to give just a quick brief on why we're out here, my partner Zach, my buddy with our Bible study, called me up, actually texted me first thing Tuesday morning, literally like 5 minutes being up. And he gets a text like, dude, we got to share the gospel at Point Furman. And I was like, yes, sir, let's get that done. Let's do it. So this is a product of the vision that I'm certain the Holy Spirit and our God has given him to share with our community. So for those that are joining us on Facebook, welcome. I appreciate you guys being present. And for those here on the grass or those that may be coming, welcome. I'm certain that the words that Zach would share, that's going to share with us this evening, are words that we all need to hear, and encouraging words that aren't from himself, but you know, from the living God. So with that, I'll go ahead and just start with a song. This one's called The Way by Pat Barrett. Here. Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that you are provider, you are protector. You are the one I love. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe. I believe you are. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts They could all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with the seeds that are new. All my fears and doubts, they could all come true, because they can't stay alone when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they could all come true, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. And I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. And I believe you are. I believe you are. I believe you are. Father, we just want to thank you just for this time that you provided for us in this space for creation, Lord. And I even want to thank you for what's going on with this pandemic in the world, because we're here outside when normally we'll be in the church within the walls, Lord. And we're out here worshiping you in a public space, giving you glory, Lord, giving you praise and sharing your good word with everyone, Lord, for believers for encouragement, and for the non-believers for that they too can come to know you as their Savior, Lord. Amen. I'm going to do one more song, and then we'll bring Zach up. Coming on the clouds, kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break, and broken hearts declare his praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before him. Open up the gate, make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. For who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's warring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chain, for every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before Him.
Lord,
who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's warring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before Him.
Thank you, Father, just for this time. Just ask that you just fill your, Zach just with your holy presence, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. And may the words that comes forth from his mouth be of you, Lord. And may these go forth powerfully and strike our hearts and change man and woman. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, coming up, Zach.
I'm not mechanically inclined, Brian. Have to hold it down. Okay. Can you guys hear me okay? Yeah? Can you hear me now? All right, cool. He's telling me to speak directly into the microphone. Can you guys hear me now? That's the only way. I'm pretty loud, but not in the park with all the breeze going on. Well, thank you guys for coming out to the park today. Let's start out with a word of prayer before we begin. Father God, we're just so grateful for your love and for your grace and mercy. Lord, we're so grateful that you give us these opportunities to come out and worship in the middle of your creation, Lord. We want to pray for every soul in this park. God, everybody who might hear a word today. God, we pray that your message would be received. God, we just want to commit this time to you, Lord, and just express our gratitude for your son and for what he did for us on the cross. And in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. All right, so let's boogie. It's funny how this all started out. It was at the end of last week. I was just like so bitter and frustrated and anxious and just had a general feeling of discontent. And I just decided I was going to stop watching the news. I was going to stop watching the news and I was going to delete my Twitter feed because I felt like it was just poisoning me. And it was like I was addicted. I couldn't stop looking at it. I knew that it was bad for me and I just couldn't stop. And then I climbed a mountain, or tried to climb a mountain with my buddy. Like the hardest thing I've ever done. I just wore myself out. And I woke up on Tuesday morning and God gave me a word. And here it is today. So that's how we ended up here. Forgive me, I'm going to be reading a lot directly from my notes because God gave this to me. I didn't memorize it. I wrote a lot in a short period of time, not because of my talent or ability. It's because it was just I couldn't stop what was coming into my mind. And so I had to get it all out of my brain. So partially it was cathartic and like a healing thing for me. So welcome to my therapy room. I'm glad you all chose to be hostages and listen to me talk on the couch. But also God gave me the gospel message and he told me in the middle of all of this and all the things we're hearing and all the things we're feeling, that the gospel message is the only thing that can save us. So with that, I'll begin. I find it so difficult to truly wrap my head around what I've observed in the first half of 2020. Politically, socially, philosophically, spiritually, it has done a number on my psyche and my spirit. I've spent countless hours poring over headlines, one after another, watching all the press conferences, reading opinions, searching the scripture, praying, discussing, arguing, and silently toiling over the state of the union, the world, my personal life, and everything in between. And I found it nearly impossible to flesh out any kind of a perspective. Sometimes I'm not sure what to think. And please understand that this hasn't been a crisis of faith. It's been more of a battle against distractions. I've heard people talk about spiritual warfare, and I truly believe that that's what this is. It's a spiritual battle, and our enemy knows our weaknesses. He knows them well, and he's exploiting them. And we're walking right into it. The following message is a comprehensive and albeit confusing restatement of everything I've seen, heard, thought, been told, and observed over the course of 5 months. Many of the statements and questions are rhetorical. They're meant for you to think about and to consider. Understand clearly, the purpose of this message is to restore hope in those who need it and to share a way out of the darkness. I will, however, take my time to describe the dire, confusing, and difficult situation we now find ourselves. So please stay until the end of this message. There is a happy ending to this story. It appears the prolific political pundits, candidates, incumbents, media, newspapers, blogs, vlogs, and podcasts all have the clearest perspective. The protesters know best. The church pastors and their congregations all know the best perspectives. Academics, CNN, Fox News, Trump, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, they all know what's best. And we all need to make a comment. If I might make a comment. Your thoughts, my thoughts, his thoughts, her thoughts. I just thought, you know what I thought? Here's a thought. Here's some food for thought. Defund the police. Black Lives Matters. Trans Black Lives Matter. Neo-Marxists. Evangelicals. Trumpers. Never-Trumpers. Conservatives. Liberals. Progressives. Gay. Straight. Black. White. Intersectional. Democrats. Republicans. Libertarians. Latinos. Filipinos. Chinese. Sudanese. Taiwanese. Novel disease. Read a novel. Run from the disease. You have to vote, they scream from soapboxes. Silence is violence. All lives matter. Black lives matter. Kaepernick, Shapiro, Lemon, Carlson, Lori, Graham, Sanders, Harris, Booker, Anderson Cooper, C.S. Lewis, The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel, and the list goes on. Ad nauseum, which is Latin for barf. This is wrong. That is wrong. You are wrong. Cancel culture. Apologies. Kneeling. Raise fists, graffiti, chop, chaz, neo-Nazis, far-right, leftists, racism, don't sing in church, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, COVID-19 is a flu, people are dying, surges, spikes, ventilators, close the economy, the beaches, the gyms, the bars, the restaurants, 6 feet apart, sanitize, wash your hands, isolate, FaceTime, Zoom, work from home, alt-right, far-right, my rights, it's not your right. You have no right. Bar fight, white flight, privilege, economy, lobotomy, autonomy, ferocity, monstrosity, curiosity, philosophy. Start conversations and not solutions. I'm glad this opened up a conversation about nothing except for our opinions. I like working remotely. Working remotely is miserable. My employees are not working when I cannot see them. My bosses don't trust me. I'm more productive. I'm lonely. People are drinking more, shooting each other, breaking windows, stealing property, hating each other, hating the president, hating the presidential candidate, hate people who like the president, blaming churches, Trump, conservative, beachgoers, protesters, my rights, topple the statues. But what about my rights? Slaves, reparations, revisionists. Communism is good. Capitalism is the enemy. Credit, debt, student loans, health care, money, money. Money. Columbus is bad. Grant is bad. Lincoln is bad. Lee is bad. Presidents are good. America is good. Freedom. Wave the flag. Impeachment. Russia. China. North Korea. Eating bats. Nooses. The 1619 Project. You're racist. Systemic racism. Police are bad. Liberals are bad. Hate. Fight. Spit. Spew. Vitriol. Venom. Vicious. Voracious. It's becoming more volatile with increasing velocity. Pandemic, crisis, financial downturn, depression, anarchy, fires, riots, unemployment, payroll protection, elites, working class, evictions, homelessness, addiction, abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, social justice, justice, the oppressive patriarchy. Equality of outcome equals equality. Slaves in Africa. Remember Exodus? Then African slaves. Chinese sweatshops. Sex traffickers. How about minimum wage during a pandemic? People need Starbucks. What about ISIS, the Taliban, North Korea, Boko Haram, polygamists, cannibals, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Nazis, Navient, American Express, Visa, Capital One? The Jews wanted Jesus crucified and the Romans facilitated it. Jesus was a Jew. So the Jews had the Romans do the dirty work. But Jesus did the real dirty work. He came and offered unconditional love for all who would believe. So he did the dirty work for God and for us. So chew on that one. But what about this? Check out this video. Gotcha, liar, hypocrite. Stand up for churches. What about the oppressed? I'm listening. You're not listening. I hate you because you disagree with me. The intellectual dark web, First Amendment, Second Amendment, life, liberty, justice for all. Burn the flag, shame, young people are getting sick, old people are dying. The governors are bad, Republicans are evil. Stand, sit, black square, cancel, boycott, batter, bruise, belittle, belligerent, befuddled, baffled, busted, bewildered, BLM, bad, best, do better. God's people want to gather. Gatherings are irresponsible. People refuse to wear masks. Public shame, outcry, woke, mob, anti-Semite, phobes, sports without fans, basketball bubbles, sanitizer, Grubhub, StubHub, panic buying, no concerts, no airplanes, travel bans, border walls, border security, law and order. Proper pronouns, cis, gender, identity, man, woman, not a man, biological, dysphoria, dystopia, dysfunctional, disintegrating, denial, demonic, different, dogmatic, and disputed. Iran, Israel, Palestine, Syria, Saudis, oil, gas tax, income tax, death tax, sales tax, blue, red, battleground, war zone. Apparent narrative with zero comparative variables to help sort out the narrative. I just feel like it's true. If it feels good, do it. Autonomy. That equals self-law. That sounds pretty good. Stay home. Don't go to work. Say those who live in palatial mayoral mansions. Just stay home. I swear I saw LeBron James complaining about not being able to get a haircut. Get tested. Stay home. You can't get tested unless you have symptoms or if you're on the Lakers. But the Lakers are wearing social justice causes. That means they're good, right? I don't know. Just guess. Maybe you are or could get sick or infected or infect your elderly parents or coworkers. Maybe you've already been sick. Maybe you get sick, like catch it, but don't actually get sick. That's good. I got it. Whatever you do, do not go to the beach. But hey, man, we know what's best. Pivot. Never admit you're wrong. Never have humility. Fake it and grovel if your reputation is at stake. But never really admit you're wrong when it matters. Oh yeah, say you're sorry if there's a chance you're not going to continue to get paid, right? Every sin you've ever committed is on the record, and it defines you right now. People don't change. I mean, they do. Boys can be girls. Sorry means you'll agree with us, and that's how you apologize. Whatever. Wear a mask. Masks don't help. Wait, yes, they do. Cancel 4th of July. Cancel America. What does the data say? Fox data or CNN data? Because nobody lies. I want it right down the middle. Racism bad. As if we needed to be reminded of that. So is stealing, murder, looting, rape, infidelity, lying. Of course, that all depends on your definition of bad. I guess. You're bad because you don't agree with my idea of goodness or badness. We know that is bad. I don't feel like it's bad. I know cops are bad. Wait, he's got a gun. Call the cops. The burglar, he's bad. The cops don't know how to do anything right. They need more training. Let's defund them so we can train them better. You must vote for him because you're a Christian. You should not vote for this guy because you're a Christian. Stand with conservative Republican values. Or is it conservative Christian values? What are those? Are they what Jesus said? Or are they your interpretation over a modern perspective mixed with an innate bias, resentment, fear, and sin condition? Submit to authority? Only sometimes? Only when it's fair? Love your enemies. Are my enemies Democrats, non-Christian, Christian Democrats, Calvinists, Baptists, Lutherans, Pentecostals, devil worshipers, General Lee, communists, or gay people? But hey, man, it's the system, and we're all victims. And the good thing about being a victim is I never have to change. But who should I vote for, really, though? Should I vote for Kanye? Because this is serious. Donald Trump is a millionaire business personality who tweets like an 11-year-old preteen. Joe Biden is barely alive, and apparently I'm bad if I vote for either of them. But what about Kanye? He wrote Through the Wire. That song was dope. I don't care who you are. Persecution, prostitution, revolution, restitution, prosecution, rush hour traffic, human trafficking, panic, pornography. It's life or death out here. Liberal social justice is important. Communism is good. Like in Russia, under Stalin, or in China? Oh, wait, greedy capitalism is bad. No, 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 liberal hippies are bad. Pull up your bootstraps and get a job. Opioid epidemic incited by people who make medicine to help sick people. Why does the mayor live in a mansion? I thought he was a servant. Cancel Gone with the Wind, though. If you're rich, then your opinion matters, right? That's why we get political, social, philosophical, spiritual, and general guidance from people paid to play games and people paid to play other people or made-up characters. It all makes perfect sense. Also, I will not let my child, adolescent, teen, preteen, drive, drink, vote, carry a weapon, go anywhere without a permission slip, track them on their phone, monitor their grades, but I will allow them to change their biology and or physiology or both. We need to have a conversation about mental illness. We need to have a conversation about racism. We need to have a conversation about guns, violence, abortion, war, peace, love, hate, passion, crime, punishment, justice, wrong, right, good, bad, evil, marriage, Buddha, Muhammad, L. Ron Hubbard, Indiana Jones, Paul the Apostle, Martin Luther King, Martin Luther, John Calvin, Hitler, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, the Internet, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you commit a sin I disagree with, you're worse than me. No matter what, you are the worst. You're the reason things are bad. Hey, man, all religions lead to God. Buddhism has no deity. Hinduism has millions. I mean, essentially, it's whatever you think is best, which makes you God. Isn't that nice? If I'm God, then the solution is in me, right? The answers, where are they? Why does it all feel like a ship without a rudder, a compass, a crew, an anchor, and a hole in the hull? Self-law, autonomy, nice. But you can't make any laws unless you've kept them all, at least the ones that I agree with or I made up, because I'm a sinless and have never made a mistake. Oh, wait, no, I mean, I just know what's best. It's common sense, right? Don't steal, unless there's a good reason. Violence is bad, unless it's to win a war or I have a good reason. And we all know the good reasons. You better believe it. We all complain about the state of the world as it devolves. As we circle the drain, we breathlessly encourage each other towards the answers, which we, the causers of the problems, have so thoughtfully thought up. At least I'm not as bad as the Nazis. They were all born that way, not me. I know what's best. I'm not capable of evil. There is evil, but it only exists where I say it does. Basically, if it hurts my feelings and I don't like it, it's got to be evil. I mean, it's all so obvious. It's all so obvious we should all agree. Is it America or is it me? Oh my, what a world we're living in. It seems like we should have seen this coming. Shouldn't we have known? Hey, y'all, listen up close. For everybody who likes conspiracy theories, check this out. Romans 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. Now everybody simmer down for a second. We love to just attach to that part because those people are gay. Well, as we read the next paragraph, we shall all be indicted. Listen very carefully. Do not tune out after those two verses. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality. Now listen very closely to this list. Listen very closely. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Does that sound familiar? That was written 2,000 years ago by a man named Paul. I think that everything I've been talking about was pretty well predicted. Who will save us? Identity politics, gender identity, sexual identity, self-made, self-care, self-expression, self-actualization, self-help, self-esteem, me, I. The same people who created the DMV teach my child about sex. For crying out loud, what do I make of all of this? We can legislate, debate, argue, deflate, persecute, protest, riot, battle, argue, scream, weep, scorn, preach, wax poetic, profane, proselytize, make new laws, remember old laws, elect new leaders, ask old leaders, interview celebrities, ask the Queen of England, pray in school, don't pray in school, go to church every Sunday, don't go to church, ever, evangelize, plagiarize, pulverize, prioritize, monetize, demonize, realize, immunize, exercise, or deputize until we're blue in the face. The question really is, can we change humanity? Can we legislate a moral answer to a spiritual problem? But wait. What is our problem? Do you know what your problem is? How about World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Iraq, Iran, the Civil War, the French Revolution, the French and Indian War, the War of 1812, the Armenian Genocide, the Final Solution, war camps, concentration camps, internment camps, operations, missions, the Crusades, the KKK, civil rights, and human rights? What about Stalin, Genghis Khan, Pol Pot, Hitler, Mussolini, Kim Jong-un, Obama, Reagan, Washington, Jefferson, Billy Graham, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Livingston? Why couldn't they change human hearts? Where should we be aiming? Why is there still suffering? Why is it so bad? What do we do? Why can't we fix anything, ever, for all of history? We have never fixed the problem. The simple fact that anything that involves humans whatsoever, no matter how well-intentioned, no matter how well thought out, no matter the funding and support, no matter what it is, who it is, it will always fall short. It will fail, and it has failed. As we continue to comb through and examine each other's histories and tweeze out the errors of everybody else's ways, we gaze down from our ivory towers of scorn, judgment, and supreme knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, as we consider each other's sins, take inventory of the words flaws, failings, unfairness, fickle, frivolous, fallacious, hypocritical, hypothetical, hysterical, unhinged, heretical, half-hearted, hogwash, nonsense. What could ever restore us? What do we do? The answer is not a what, but who. It's all nonsense. I wish you could hear yourselves. I feel like such a sucker for feeding into your madness. I'm just as guilty for listening to all of you in the first place. I'm responsible for my own little piece of the rock, and I've allowed it to be polluted. I've fallen into the gossip, fear-mongering, paralytic, opinionated, furious, unforgiving, cold-hearted, unloving, confused, bitter, backbiting, salacious, sycophantic, sour, simple, soggy spindle. I guess it took all of that to see that I need God. I can rely on my Savior. There is only one person who came to this earth, who lived like we do, with the same temptations, the same weaknesses, the same thoughts, blood, sweat, and tears, and he lived a life without blemish. Never made a mistake. Never. It's amazing that even in the midst of all the madness, even we Christians have forgotten that our work are but filthy rags. And that includes our opinions. Keep them to yourself. Why don't we share the one and only solution to all of this? The only way a human heart will change is through Christ. That is the only way to love, patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, self-control, and obedience. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Maybe we should share more of that and remind ourselves of how we've been called to live. Maybe this meekness thing is serious. Maybe we should have way more humility than we have ever considered. I mean, if you think about it, we're called to live like Jesus. Remember, he went to the cross because of his own people, at the hands of a kangaroo court, turned in by one of his friends, and the rest of his crew left him. He never once argued. He never once complained. Not one time. He didn't protest. You want to talk about brutality? The man knowingly, willingly, and peacefully went to the cross and died an agonizing and wretched death amongst criminals in order to reconcile us to our Creator. Knowing that we would disobey, sin, fight, and be generally horrible to each other and completely take his love for granted. Jesus loved us knowing that he would be hurt. He loves us without condition. Maybe we should all reflect on what unconditional love actually means. Maybe we should consider the fact that one of the most obtuse cesspools I've ever seen in my life was on a Christian's Twitter feed. What happened to being a peacemaker? What happened to living a quiet, humble life, minding our own business? What happened to living a life that shares the gospel? The resurrected life. As a new creation, why are we all mixed up with this nonsense? Can't we just help others and preach Jesus? Murder has been happening since Cain and Abel, gang. Not even the flood got rid of that. Why don't we change the world from the inside out? Why don't we just preach Jesus? Unless, of course, you think that you need to add to the gospel. Unless, of course, you have a better idea. Let's sue everyone. Because that's what the apostles did right before they were martyred for sharing Jesus with the world. They got old Pontius Pilate up in civil court on wrongful death charges and religious persecution. Don't you know? Give a reason for the hope that is in you. Why don't we let Christ fight our battles? What a perfect storm this has been. We've all been forced to remain locked in our homes for months. No church, no friends, no travel, shopping, family. Everything has changed. Then there were riots. All the while we weren't in the world crept in. We sat and watched the news so we could know what's happening. To get the latest, to stay informed. We need to know what's going on, we told ourselves. What are they going to do? People are dying. We stopped the economy. The greatest, most wealthy economy the world has ever known completely stopped. We lost jobs, feared for our lives. We felt trapped, stir crazy, scared, frustrated, confused. All the while we were fed lies, lie after lie after lie, from all of them. I hereby cancel everyone. Left, right, center, up, down, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Mormon, socialist, moralist, humanist, atheist, economist, scientist, federalist, realist, optimist, all of them. White, black, Asian, Mexican, Sumerian, Iranian, Jordanian, Venezuelan, Italian, and every country that ever was or will be, you're all canceled. Every person is canceled, except Jesus. Pastors, rabbis, clerics, lawyers, doctors, politicians, writers, artists, businessmen, philosophers, astronomers, physicists, archaeologists, canceled, canceled. You all blew it. It's like I live in the most crazy, dysfunctional family. Because even though I can't stand anybody, I love everybody. Because I relate. Because I suck too. I failed and I fell short. I hereby cancel me too. I've been to jail. I've been to the psych ward. I've been to treatment. I've slept outside. I've hurt people. I've criticized. I drank too much. I did drugs. I lied. I stole. I cheated. I blasphemed. I've worshipped other gods, namely myself. I've lived like a heathen. I was selfish, self-centered, and completely hopeless. Jesus was the only thing that ever helped me change. Ever. And change me, he did. Thankfully, there's Christ. And even Christians can't ruin him. We sure do make ourselves pretty unlovable, though, don't we? In the name of what? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I got to be political. In Jesus' name, I got to make a stand. In Jesus' name, everybody needs to know I love Trump, guns, America, and my opinion. Darn it. Oh, yeah, and I love Jesus too. What do you mean I should live like him? What about my rights? Galatians 1, 6 through 10. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ. To a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Has your opinion become the gospel? Are you worshiping the president? A value system? A political ideology? Or are you worshiping Jesus? Galatians 5, 19 through 22. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you were once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works on the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, or can be saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together. Do you see he had to make us sit together? I just wanted to point that out. He made us, because we ain't going to do it on our own. He made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, now listen closely, everyone, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Listen closely to this part. Teaching and admonishing one another in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts towards the Lord. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Who's Jesus? John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1, 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I submit to you today that there is only one way. There is only one way to be reconciled to God, to change humanity, to have peace. The Bible promises a peace that surpasses all understanding. Just take a minute to think about that. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Do you have that right now? Do you have that right now? Because you're promised that. So why Jesus? John 3, 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. It does not say should have the best opinion and be right about everything. It doesn't say that. It says you'll have everlasting life, eternity. Think about that, eternity. For God, now listen closely to this. Listen so closely to this. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Implying that we need to be saved. He sent his Son because the situation was so bad. Any of you fathers out there, think about sending your son to die for your jerk friend who sins on purpose. Do that readily. Think about sending your son to die for people who were going to curse his father. We don't have the capacity for that kind of love. But somebody does. So how do we reconcile all of this? John 14, 1 through 6. Take a deep breath. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus is referring to himself here. In my Father's house are many mansions. And everybody wonders, okay, is the Bible true? I'm just going to tell you, Jesus makes a really clear statement right here. Maybe we should just consider it as it is. I know we're academics and we're all very philosophical about many different things and we're pseudo-intellectuals and we got the dark web and I listed it all before and we all know so much. But here's what he says. In my Father's house are many mansions, and he says this, if it were not so, I would have told you. Do you need anything more than that? The Son of God said, if it wasn't that way, I would have told you so, because he doesn't lie. That's it. That's all it is. He just said, I would have told you if that wasn't true. Do you need anything else? Do you need another little tidbit? Because you got things all figured out as you're locked in your house, wondering if you're going to keep your job and pay your bills, as your kids are driving you crazy, as you're fighting with your wife, as you're trapped in a small space, as people are rioting and looting in the street. Do you have the answers? Do you have an answer to any of it? If you do, I would love to hear it. I did my best to list everything I could think of. And here we are, still lost, still broken, still hopeless, still trapped in our houses, still fighting a pandemic, still hating each other. And here's what else Jesus tells you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas is great right here. He's like Sesame Street. Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how do we know the way? He's just like, what are you talking about? He's in the presence of God. And you got the one guy, the us of the world, like, wait a second, I don't know where you're going, and how do we get there? I need a map. I need a map and an explanation immediately. God is talking to this man, and he says he needs him to tell him this, you know, more true. And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me. Jesus didn't come to this earth to make bad people good. He came to this earth to make dead people alive. There is no other solution. There is no other solution. Believe me, I've looked. I, just to be completely frank with everybody, I wanted my answers to be anything but Jesus. It took me till I was 31 years old to even consider believing it. It took me jail cells and nearly dying from consuming poison intentionally before I would even stop to think that maybe I didn't have all the answers. So the answers aren't in a place, they're in a who, and that who is Jesus Christ. And with that, we'll just close out in prayer, guys. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for just giving us the ability to speak freely in public, Lord, to worship you and your creation. God, we just commit all this time to you. Anybody who heard this or may hear it later, God, we pray that your word would be heard clearly, Lord, that hearts would be convicted, and that ultimately souls would be saved. God, we're so thankful just for the lives that you give us as new creations. We're so thankful for the scripture that reminds us of the truth that often we forget. God, just remind us to go out in love, God, in grace and in truth. And in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, Zach, so much for that wonderful message. Very powerful, and definitely a lot of heart and passion behind the words. Given the time that we're in right now and the state of what my friend Zach actually shared the other night on our as a second episode, a diabolical confusion. A confusion in the world where the devil himself is causing everyone to look in every direction, side, down, diagonal, instead of up to our Father in heaven, where the truth lies. So, you know, for those in the park, you know, if this message resonated with you and you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Savior, because he is the only way to spend eternity in heaven, without a doubt, in my experience in my life, and as you heard so powerfully from Zach's own testimony, if you haven't received them, today's the day. Tonight, Tonight is the night to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Because we're not promised the next moment. We're not promised tomorrow. It's today, in this very moment. In this very moment, San Pedro, is a time for you to open up your hearts to the God who loved you, who loves you so much that he sent his perfect son to live the life and to die a death that we deserve, and brought him back after 3 days to defeat death. He went to heaven and he promised he's coming back for those who put his trust in him. So with that, we're going to end with one more song. How Great Is Our God by Chris Tomlin. You guys hear it out there? Hear just fine? How about now? I'm gonna spruce up my voice just a little bit. There you go.
The splendor of the King, golden majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, in darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. The name above all names, he is worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, is worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? and all will see how great, how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Father God, we just thank you for this time, Lord. We just give you all glory and honor and praise. All glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to thank you all for coming out. Battle Buddies Bible Study. We're a ministry out of Calvary Chapel San Pedro, here in San Pedro. Our church is off of Grand and 7th Street. We are having service this weekend, Sunday morning, out in our parking lot. Of course, social distancing. Bring a mask. Bring a chair. There will be shade. 8:30 first service, 10:30 second service. Look forward to seeing you guys there. Thank you very much.